The business news starts with farmers taking a cold look at the weekend's damage. Peaches were among the more vulnerable crops as temperatures in the southeast dipped into the mid-20s over the weekend. The fruit was further along than usual because of warm weather in March. So much for that once April came along. Tanya Ott reports from member station WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama.
A giant peach looms over Interstate 65 in Clanton, Alabama. Actually, it's the town's painted water tower, a proud symbol of Chilton County's $5 million peach industry.
Well, I always stop here when I come to Clanton to get tomatoes, peaches, vegetables, whatever, and the peach cake, always. It's rich, yummy, and it's good, real good.
Arlene Parnell was one of the many Easter weekend travelers streaming in and out of Headley's Veggie Stand, which sits in the shadow of the water tower. They were all anxious about the peach crop. Growers were anxious, too. They tried everything they could to save the young fruit. They burned coal in barrels and turned on giant fans to keep the frost off. They even tried enlisting military helicopters to hover overhead and keep the air circulating, but the choppers weren't available. Roger Mims, who's got 40 acres of trees, says he resorted to prayers.
I don't think it'd put me out of business, but I don't know. I can't speak for everybody, but it's possible it could put some people out of business, yes.
Mims says it'll be several days before he knows how bad the damage is. Saturday night was the coldest. Yesterday morning, he went into his orchard and found some fruit, still the size of grapes, brown on the inside. That's a bad sign, says Mims.
Well, it'd be a lot of people out of work. It normally works in the orchard and during the summertime, and a lot of other money is spent, you know, on chemicals, fertilizer, and other things, which a lot of that's done been spent, but it's a lot more would be spent if we make a crop. When we don't, it won't be spent. It would be very noticeable in this county.
Back at Headley's Vegetable Stand, owner Linda Klaikler says she could take a hit, too.
I'll have to cut my workers back. Instead of unloading 200, 300 baskets of peaches, we might not be unloading any.
Alabama's agriculture commissioner says if the weather damage is severe, the final price tag could be $10 million. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Birmingham, Alabama.